It's the Afternoon Cruise. I'm here with Katia Cardenas. She's getting ready for a big event that's happening at Walker West this very Saturday. In fact, Jazz 88 is one of the supporters. This is part of the Women in Jazz Initiative. And this Saturday, there's a jazz workshop and a jazz jam session for women, non-binary, and trans players. Katia, thank you so much for being here at Jazz 88.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
I'm trying to just nail the hell out of the T in your name. How am I doing so far?
As hard of the T as you can, man.
Katia. There you go. All right. We're talking about a really special initiative, which is the idea of trying to get more women involved in jazz and also create environments where there's either exclusively women or primarily women involved in getting a session going, getting a jam session going, getting comfortable in a rehearsal environment. And this Saturday is part of that thrust. Am I correct?
That's right. Yeah. You know, a lot of what we're trying to do here with the Women in Jazz Initiative at Walker West is to create gender parity in jazz spaces. And right now, most times that a woman's going to be on stage in a rehearsal room, she's going to be the only one. Mm-hmm. Right. And that just presents a certain number of dynamics that, like, we all can't even fully comprehend, you know, and it's going to contribute to a lot of different factors as she's developing her confidence as a player. She's seeing herself as making a career out of this. And so what we're trying to do with these, like, predominantly women spaces is create spaces for us to, like, build confidence, for us to build connections with each other, and ultimately to be more successful out in the world when we do go into those more blended gender spaces, and to have the tools that we need to be successful, and to know that we're not the only ones out here, I think, to know that there's other people that we can connect with, other folks that are out here doing it. We're not the first ones out here doing this.
Well, I applaud the effort first off. And on top of that, I understand the necessity. Yeah. Just because I think a lot of times people fail to listen to each other in musical settings and in non-musical settings all the time.
Absolutely.
And then in many musical settings and many professional settings, I've seen people extra fail not listening to women, right?
Absolutely.
And so maybe you got a 17-year-old girl, maybe you got a 35-year-old woman, but you got this situation where when they've been in these jam sessions that might be primarily men, when they're going, let's try this song, or can we try a longer intro or something, they literally go unheard.
Right.
But then
skipped over for solos, which happens all the time. I keep talking to women about their experiences. It's been such a gift working in this program, has been talking to women about their experiences in music. And that's so often an experience. You literally get passed up. People are assuming you don't want to take one.
Oh my gosh.
In all kinds of environments. In jazz, yes, but in rock and pop settings too.
Yeah. So this effort to create parity starts with creating community.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about who's going to be in the building with this. Welcome to all skill levels. This is not one of those things where if you can't play Billy's Bounce at 240
Absolutely
BPMs,
not.
This is come on in, bring your instrument, yeah, bring the chart you want to play. But you're going to be learning from some of the best players in town. Talking about Joan Griffith, Mary Louise Knutson, Beth Varela, Sophia Kaufman, Tasha Barron. This is the cream of the crop.
Absolutely.
What is somebody going to learn when they walk into this place and when they walk out? What are they going to be experiencing?
The biggest thing that I want folks to take away from coming into this space is that women are here. Mm. We are playing. We are capable. We are interested. We are curious. Maybe we need something from each other, right? Whether it's connection or inspiration or collaboration. And I really just envision this space being an opportunity from people of all skill levels to be able to see each other, hear each other, get to actually play with each other, and to get to learn something new, hopefully, whether it's about themselves, about the people around them, or about the community.
I'm chatting with Katia Cardenas, who's getting ready for this workshop that's happening this weekend. And you threw an asterisk on this, not just a workshop, also a jam session.
Yes. So that's a really important part of it. Yes, we're coming together to learn. The idea for this is that, like, for folks who are interested in getting into jazz or people who are newer to jazz, this is a great opportunity to come and learn that. Even if you've been playing, you're probably going to get something away from it. Joan Griffith is really taking the lead on this, and she's been teaching at McAllister for literal decades and has been a woman in jazz herself for literal decades. And so we're all going to get to learn something just being in the room. But the idea of the jam session is really an opportunity for us to get to know each other as players. Oftentimes, because women are going to be the only one of their gender in a given space, sometimes they'll get a call from someone, hey, can you do this gig? No, I can't. Then a woman's just not going to be on that gig.
Right.
But you want to be able to say, oh, no, I can't, but this other woman I know who does what I do, she can do this gig. But a lot of women don't know anyone else who can do what they can do.
Yes, and perhaps most don't know somebody who does the same instrument they do.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Go, yeah, so exactly. And so trying to build that network and to be able to build that opportunity for us to get to account for each other, mm-hmm. right? As well as to be able to play with each other. A lot of times the spaces in town that do provide opportunities for jams, for people to kind of work on their chops, are just... they don't always feel the most welcoming to women,
sure.
you know, and maybe they'll go and they'll try something and they'll be like, nope, I'm never going to do it again, you know, or they're not even going to get out there the first time. Right. I wanted to create a space where women, non-binary, trans musicians can get together and have that opportunity to play. It's based on the model that She Rock has been doing for years, where we're all coming together and it's a safe space. And frankly, some people are only ever going to come to this space to do this because the other spaces, frankly, are just not interesting to them.
Yeah. Okay. So if I'm a young woman, a non-binary person, a trans person who wants to get involved, how do I get more involved in RSVP?
Absolutely. So we have a website, walkerwest.org/women-in-jazz-initiative. Honestly, go to walkerwest.org.
It's a
you
pop-up
can find
right
it
now,
in the
yeah.
menu. It is a pop-up, yep. And you'll also find information about some other wonderful programming that we have coming up in the coming months. We've actually got another workshop happening just like this in May, on May 18th. We've been doing this partnership with She Rock hosting their All Ages Open Jams.
Okay.
So we'll have one of those in April. And that's for literally anyone of any skill level and any age to come in and play pop and rock songs all together, which is super cool and super great for folks who are like newer to music or frankly play other styles of music and want to jam out on some rock or pop tunes.
That's awesome.
Lastly, we're doing this Women in Jazz retreat, okay. the week of the Jazz Festival. Claudia Medina is coming in town. She has taught with our organization and folks that we've worked with over the last few years. And she's coming to town to perform, but also to do this week-long workshop with young women in jazz. We're targeting intermediate and advanced students to get to come and like really work on their chops together, work on some challenging material, really, really, you know, get together and just shed together. And we're going to perform at the Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that.
Patty, you're doing an incredibly cool thing. Like in your life's work, one of your life's works might be making this a better scene for women to be a part of.
I mean, that's the goal.
Yeah, it's what a lofty and praiseworthy goal. Maybe lofty is code for I don't think it's going to work out, so I'm going to take that back. Mm. Strike that from the record.
That's right.
What a praiseworthy goal.
Mm.
Thank you for doing this, Katia.
Absolutely. I can't do it alone. So grateful to the people at Walker West for the support, you know, just getting this all on its feet, for the incredible women in jazz in this community who are helping make this possible. There's some incredible talent and some incredible educators here and people who are really passionate about this work who I couldn't do this without, including all these wonderful clinicians who are going to be at this workshop on Saturday.
Katia Cardenas, we appreciate you. The event is at Walker West on Saturday. It's a jazz workshop and jazz jam session for women, non-binary, and trans players. Katia, thank you for being with Jazz 88.
Thanks so much.